Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Yeah, Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The San Francisco Sheriff's Office says it will deploy deputies to help battle the city's fentanyl crisis. You know, Phil, deputies in San Francisco don't usually patrol the streets. So could this be problematic in any way?
Well, it's going to certainly be interesting, and it could be problematic as well. This is a significant change in the tactics and the attitude at San Francisco City Hall. For starters, as you said, unlike other counties around the state of California, San Francisco is contiguous, so it's both a city and a county, and up till now, the police have handled the patrolling, the arresting, and the such around the city, and the sheriff's deputies have, you know, guarded the courts and run the jail. They haven't been out on patrol, but now we're going to have over 100 officers who are going to be specially trained, and they're going to be put on patrol in those blocks where the fentanyl crisis is the most obvious, and that would be in the Tenderloin and South the market. Now, here's where the ups and the downs of this are. This hasn't happened before, so there's a real question about how confident it's going to work out and how if there's going to be some incidents. The other side is they'll be out there, there'll be more eyes, there'll be more ears, and they also will have information on who's wearing those ankle monitors that are sometimes given out by judges as part of probation or in return for not staying in jail until your court date is. So they'll be able to track people in that area. Now, here's the interesting twist on this, is that sheriff's deputies do not come under the control or the purview of the San Francisco Police Commission, which has laid out all these rules about what police can and can't do when it comes to traffic stops and other things that are politically touchy in San Francisco. Sheriff's Department doesn't come under those rules. They can do what they want, and it's going to be interesting to see how far they go.
Isn't the CHP patrolling, too? I mean, is it going to get crowded?
They are patrolling as well, but, Patty, not as much as this would be. This would be much more on the ground. The CHP was helping out in terms of intelligence along with the National Guard, but the idea is, in fact, to get it more crowded, much more crowded out there. The fentanyl crisis has shown no signs of letting up. City Hall and Mayor Breed under a tremendous amount of heat, and even Sheriff Miyamoto, who is elected on his own, is hearing it as well. So there's a general feeling, especially on that west side of San Francisco that doesn't get a lot of attention but tends to be more conservative and more moderate, they want something done about what has increasingly become an embarrassing and a troubled downtown. Now, we'll see how they go out. You can expect that there'll be some pushback by some members of the Board of Supervisors. But like I said, this is out of that purview. It's a new and experiment in San Francisco. Like I said, if it goes wrong, you can bet there'll be a lot of blowback on it. Chances are something is going to happen. It's a risky one, but apparently people are at the point where they're willing to try something that's never been tried before.
Well, thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.